Welcome to this guided prayer. It is a prayer of the imagination. And there's no way to do it wrong because your imagination is yours. A gift of God for this practice and, for making room for us when things are getting tight. Where we are. So I hope that you will make it your own. And if I say something, just feel free to correct it if it's not going with your imagination. Your experience on your terms to have the conversation with God the way you need it today. And it's sort of a gracious imagining. And so I want to set one rule, and that is no self-judgment. Be free with feeling what you need to feel, because your feelings are there to teach you. They're good teachers. So I invite you to center yourself as I'm playing this music. Place your feet on the floor in front of you and feel grounded, your weight evenly distributed. Sit up tall to be able to breathe deeply and freely. And we begin by deepening and slowing our breath. Breathe deep from your abdomen. Slow and deep, in and out. If it helps, roll your shoulders forward and up and back. Breathing deeper and fuller and slower. With each breath, we take in the Holy Spirit and exhale all worries and attachments, things we hold in our hands. In with the Spirit and out with concerns and distractions. Still mindful of your breath, listening to your breath. In your mind's eye, picture yourself on a path, maybe a path that you like to walk or would like to. Maybe from a vacation spot or from your childhood or just an imaginative place. This path is safe and good. And unlike life, this path is one that you choose completely. Picture your path. What surrounds you? Feel the air on your skin. Is there a breeze? Does the air feel dry or wet? Warm or cool? Feel the sun today. This path is the perfect place to soak in nature, breathe it in. What smells are around you? What sounds? Hear and feel your steps along the path. Ahead, you see a bench beside the path and a figure sitting there, completely at peace. As you get closer, you recognize that it's Jesus. His face, his eyes pour out love, seems to cascade over you. Be in his presence. He looks at you and says, "Are you ready? Where shall we go? Where do you want to take Jesus? Maybe to a favorite place to share and be with him. Maybe a place you've never been willing to take him before. But it seems safe now. He looks at you so lovingly. Where do you want or need to take Jesus today? The two of you set out. And it feels safe and good. His warmth and love for you seem to radiate from him as he walks by your side. Before you know it, you've arrived at the entrance, a gate or door. Where are you, and what does the entrance to this place look like? Sensing how you feel Jesus touches your arm, what does he say to reassure you? As you stand at the entrance, the decision is yours as to whether or not you want to proceed. No matter what you decide, you sense a deep knowing that you are loved just as you are. Do you enter with Jesus? He's okay either way. This is for you. Thank you. Is there a person present that you need to see in this place or at this gate? What does Jesus whisper to you about this person, this place? What do you know? After a moment, Jesus says, I have something for you, something that you need, something that you need ultimately to share. He wants to give you something, or maybe a truth or a knowing that you've needed for a long time but weren't ready to receive. What do you need from Jesus? What do you say to Jesus? Knowing it's time to return, Jesus takes your hand and, smiling, under his breath, says a blessing. So what is his blessing over you? As you walk down the path, you replay his simple blessing over and over in your head and in your heart. Soon you find yourself walking up the path to your current place. What does the gift of this blessing, or what he had to give you, what do they mean in your current context? Says, I will see you soon. He says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.